everybody, to another Blurry Hysteria. Brent is with me.
I am. In always spirit. In spirit and physically.
In Zoomage. I'm David. What's going on, everybody? We are back with some fun bonus content for you. We got
some blurry content.
Some blurry content. We've got some hysterical stuff. Lots of weird news coming out lately. I would say pretty, you know, animalistic, pretty biological.
There's so much weird news that it's depressing. And so we're like, let's stick with more of the fun stuff.
Exactly.
Plus, we're celebrating. So, this is episode. Now, we're like 500 episodes, somewhere around in there. But this is full episode 375, right? Not counting bonuses and all that crap. The end of season 15.
That's crazy. It's not. It's not like official bonus, but it's. It's like just a bunch of bonus content in itself. So,
I like to think my life is bonus content for everyone else.
No, your life is boner content.
Oh, man, someone's been reading my blog.
No. I'm a patron.
Yeah, you know, what's that? Something Stack. What is that? I'm not into blogs.
Robert Stack?
No, the Something Stack, how they use blogs. Everyone's screaming when we don't know what we're talking about. Like, no, you dumb fuck. I don't know. Anyway.
Scream away. your tears lubricate my joy.
Yeah, is it Substack? Maybe that's it. I don't know. Sure, anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what. Something, speaking of joy, the bots aren't with us.
But, and I have to tell you something, they do have a purpose right now. They're not just in another room drunk or, you know, C-bots trying to push Kyle into traffic or anything like that.
I believe 50% of what you're saying.
So we've been working on an episode on a religion that circus.
Yes.
Keep going. That's correct. that is, I don't even know what word I was looking for. That circus came out that is, in the world of aliens. And we have heard the name pronounced about 643 different times. By a lot of different foreign people on YouTube channels and everything. So it's either realism, or Samsonite.
He was way off.
Yeah, so we're working on figuring out the next episode's actual pronunciation before we shove that down your throats. But we are working on that one.
That takes the most research, yeah.
David got ordained in that and went to Alpha Centauri. It was a lot of fun, you said, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always a good time. you can't go wrong.
Just me and Gleep Glop just going for a ride in the cosmos. That motherfucker, he can put it down. Oh, man. Speaking of putting it down, though, so the bots will be back next week. They're on assignment. That sounds fucking kind of weird to say, but that is the truth that we're swearing by.
And, we tricked them into doing this. If we had asked or said this is an assignment, that would have ended poorly.
But speaking of putting it down, what if you didn't have to put it down to get drunk? You know, what if you didn't have to put down the booze, David? Is that something you think would be fun if you just like, I get drunk on my own? Because one woman swears it's not. And this comes to us from Live Science. A woman kept getting drunk despite not drinking. Fungi in her gut were brewing their own alcohol. That is a fucking bot. Mutants, I tell you, man. I've got fucking claws. I can teleport. I throw up a lot.
What a mundane superpower. This is kind of one of those urban legends that turns out to be true.
Yeah, right? Like those things. Like, I swear to God, like I blew a point. You know, 1-0 or whatever. Like, no, man, I didn't drink. And then they take them in, they put them in the drunk tank, and 2 days later, they're still drunk, you know? And then they, like, doctors go, oh, that kind of thing, right? You're right. It sounds like a bullshit. And then science goes, mm-mm-mm. So this is actually just from a couple days ago. It's under health, viruses, infections, and disease. So, you know, it's a banger on the Live Science site. So a woman kept ending up in the emergency room with excessive sleepiness.
Sorry, we could probably have our own website called Live Science Bangers and just pick the best ones. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead with it.
So she kept going in there. She was sleepy all the time. Slurred speech and a scent of alcohol on her breath, but she'd not ingested a drop of liquor. And it turns out microbes in her gut were brewing their own booze, making her drunk. Where is that kombucha or Activia? Like, you never see anyone hawking that on this thing. Doctors eventually diagnosed with a rare condition called auto brewery syndrome.
That's great.
That is a fucking...
It's about time.
It's about time is right. That is a name and a half, isn't it?
Conspiracy, but like this is, he's really missing out on this. I feel like this is like right up his alley.
Well, I feel
but
like he would have just bogarted the whole thing.
He had bogarted it, but I also feel like this is something humans have on robots, like that dipshit. Like he wouldn't be able to replicate a biological gut system.
Well, he swears he has four works. Actual human guts inside of him that he's hooked up, and I don't really want to find out.
It smells.
He's like, I've got a whole collection of them. Yeah, and they all smell alcoholic. But yeah, like, so 7 times over the course of 2 years, she'd went into the emergency room. All with similar symptoms, you know, that made her seem drunk, and her sleepiness in particular was troubling, as she'd suddenly fall asleep while getting ready for work, preparing meals, and all that shit. And it would keep her out of work for weeks, and she didn't want to eat, so she was, you know, just very unhealthy.
You know, it's terrible. Like, that's got to be a
please
hard
believe
thing to live.
Me type shit, you know? Like,
well, yeah, especially that.
Yeah. And it said during each visit to the ER, except the last, doctors diagnosed with alcohol intoxication. So it said how in recent years she had stopped drinking altogether because of her religious beliefs. And she didn't say the religion, so we're not sure how to pronounce it. But doctors wrote a new report of her case published June 3rd, so just literally yesterday, in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Her family confirmed that she didn't drink. Well, also, when she's in the hospital, she's not getting any less drunk. So that should have been like a aha. And they discovered her medical history and held clues to what was causing the bouts of drunkenness. Prior to having these drunken episodes, the woman had a 5-year history of UTIs and urinary tract infections would come back repeatedly and are very difficult to prevent. You got to drink that fucking cranberry juice, man. Just keep it going. And she was prescribed frequent courses of antibiotics. One after another, and that just fucks with your gut health and your insides.
Yeah, yeah.
And it
makes them super bugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead, it made them monks, it sounds like.
I'm making
their
my
own triples.
Yeah. What is the, my, what do they drink? Mead in her tummy. They wiped out all the helpful bacteria in her gut, and it cleared the way for fungi, so she got literally mushrooms in her. As you do.
Wild.
And they fermented carbohydrates, brewing alcohol in her stomach. Just fucking awesome. So there's all these, it's brewer's yeast is what is was in her stomach. Literally it says. And they grow in high enough concentration because of she was on too many antibiotics for too long. And that's that shit when you go to the doctor and they just go, yeah, would you rather have this or that? Well, what about the other that's, you know?
Yeah, just their whole thing is to just push the pills, and you know it's kind of there are some doctors who just literally are like, I don't know, throw antibiotics at it,
or opiates
or Oxycontin, yeah. Or
so
whatever.
Finally, they figured this was real in the 1940s, and there's only been 100 cases of like verified, so it's very rare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's not the first I've heard of.
No, and She was placed a low-carb diet to deprive the fungus of sugar to ferment. And, you know, after months of watching it, her symptoms went away. And then she went up to, they said she upped her carb intake. And they went again. They came back like drugs had occurred.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jeez. And so she was given probiotics to help restore the useful stuff because every time she ate carbs, normal amount of carbs, she got drunk. Or would eventually. And they were given a narrow spectrum of antibiotics if she ever had her UTIs instead of the broadband of everything. And because broad spectrum antibiotics kill bacteria, good or bad, you know? And she went months without no relapses. So the doctor tested whether she was eating carbs and increase it. Finding that it didn't, they advised the patient to slowly increase her carb intake, monitor her clinical. And, you know, it seems to have went away for her. So now she's sad. I don't think that. I don't know, man. Doesn't that sound terrible? It
sounds absolutely awful. And like you had said, there's that whole belief thing. Like people don't really, because there's so few cases of it, people don't really believe who says they have this. If they really have it, they just think that's just a drunk. You know,
that's the problem.
They're an alcoholic. The
problem. You are just using this, and now you're drunk. You're coming here. You're wanting drugs or something. You know, and it's unfortunate, but you know, science found a way to help her. So you know, if you're looking to get drunk cheaper, get on a whole wide spectrum of antibiotics and eat a lot of carbs, and you can save money. At the bar, and you heard it here first, but don't say that to anyone that's a lawyer.
That's amazing, though, that like any carb she ate would cause it to relapse or whatever. Like
over time, yeah.
You know, you would think that they'd have something you could ingest that would kind of clean everything out.
So they put her on probiotics, and it just took a long time.
Yeah, I guess. And I just feel like, you know, if you could kill everything off and then just start fresh. Don't they have?
I don't know.
Haven't you heard of like fecal implants and stuff like
that? Yes, those shit
pills. Where they take other people's poop.
Yep.
And they put it in. They embed it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
they write the code to embed it in your intestines website. Yeah, like I don't know.
Swallow this.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I put it in
the
pill. Who's the first
These
guy?
These questions are ridiculous, but you know.
Hey, I don't want to be weird, but I got an idea. Let's put shit in them. You might be onto something there, Hank. It was definitely
apparently
Hank.
It works,
Doctor Hank. Yeah, who knew?
Anyway,
I eat shit every day. I feel great. I don't know what you guys are laughing at.
You know, the wildest thing about this before we break is that you could smell it on her breath.
She said she smelled like she'd been drinking. Yep.
Yeah. That's wild to me. That it's all happening down there. They've got the little fungus monks running amok and making their pilsner in your guts, and it comes out as you've drank recently. Man.
And think if she it's probably good that she didn't drink. Because if she would, she might have like gotten really, really sick or like
super alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
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 Super alcohol.
Oh, man. Crazy. All right. We're going to go to break. We got two more stories. It's a long one for you this week. We got two more, including whales having a party at sea, and it's not good for us, and what to do with all those cicadas outside. We got some ideas for you, and so do some restaurants and bars. That's coming up after this break on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, hey, what's the catch, baby?
I said, bring me the head of Ryan Reynolds.
He did. True story. But after talking to him, hey, it all made sense. There isn't one. Not with Mint Mobile's secret sauce. And Brent, do you want to know what the secret sauce is?
I sure want to know. I do.
They sell wireless service online.
That's it.
They don't have retail stores or salespeople. They instead deliver premium phone plans directly to you.
And this worked great for me because we were moving to a new area and they're like, hey, do you want to try this out? And you can use your own phone. And it works better than what I had. And that's amazing. I don't want to say the company I was using, I don't want to tee it up like that, but I'm just going to tell you, it's been really, really, really good. And Mint Mobile here to rescue from your premium wireless. And it, like you said, it starts at $15 a month. They all come, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and that's delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And I know if I like anything in this world, it's large. So use your phone, your own phone, that is, with any Mint Mobile plan, and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts and all your pics that you scream at people when they start flipping through them, and you say, oh, don't give me my phone back. And then you can ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month.
Nice. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 dues a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile.com/HYSTERIA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. A lot of dogs have the same issues you do, David. That's interesting.
They do. I feel bad for them.
After doing tons of research, she feels there's only one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
That is right, and I've been feeding it to our dogs for months now. It's actually something we use. They love it. They took to it immediately. They get everything they need from it. And David, we sent some to you. You said it tastes pretty good too, didn't you?
Oh, it's a great complete
Do not eat it. That's not the word to say, no. But it has been great for our dogs. And they are just getting everything they need because we are feeding them the best stuff. David, Tell them how they can get this.
Go to BadlandsRanch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/hysteria today.
David, I like orcas. They're big old dolphins and whales. We're supposed to be scared of them. Tell us why, if you will.
Well, because of the name.
Oh,
they're killer.
What a killer.
They're literally
animal.
Killer. Well, no, man, like this. So this is an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Right. This actually was published yesterday, but
yep. These are fresh. Unless you're living in the future, these are old.
But why are you doing that, lame-o? The past is where it's at.
Yeah! So come on back. Hey, real quick, come to my house right now if you're a time traveler. I'll give you $50. Wouldn't you shit? Yeah, shit. If some dude's like, give me fucking $50. I'm like, I don't have it on me.
Ring the doorbell at 6:13 p.m., please. I will absolutely shit my pants if that happens.
Hey, man, don't waste that shit. Put in a pill. Put in your gut. Probiotics.
So we've been hearing for months how orcas are leading the charge because humans are too much of a fucking dipshit.
Humans suck. They really, really suck.
To do this, but
suck.
Right? These orcas are rebelling against the wealthy, like everyone should be, but
that
they're
orca,
the smartest ones of us all.
He's got a knife. Yeah, sorry.
The orcas that attack boats, this is the thing that's been going on. They've been attacking yachts and other boats, and the experts weighing in on this, the orca heads, are saying that they're just bored teenagers having fun.
Hey, you won't do that, will you? But watch me. Again. You know, they fucking...
A double dolphin dare you.
Oh, shit. You fucking water pussy. It's like a regular pussy, but they're in water.
I don't know. They're still workshopping it.
Yeah. We're going to table that. Come on back to it.
So they studied these orcas off the coast of Iberia.
From a distance, I like to think.
I would hope. I'd hope. Maybe they're just drones. But they spend less time hunting and more time trying out new games.
Yeah. We've been treating the waters better. So the Atlantic bluefin tuna comes back. So they don't have to spend all their time hunting. So now they're like, I don't know what to do. Let's kill some fucking people, man.
It's wild.
Let's kill some Hey, I'm full. Are you full? I usually have spent like the next 6 hours hunting. Let's go fuck with some fucking people. So this is the thing. So this comes to us. This one's also from Live Science.
Live
Science in Yoo-hoo-hoo in the morning. 673 interactions with boats since May of 2020.
Jesus.
And six of them have sunk boats.
That's awesome.
Why experts say orcas have awesome. Too much free time now. Literally, that's what it says.
Wow.
You know, and the rudders on the underside of boats attract them, right? And so, you know, they're like, fuck it.
So are you telling me that the orcas have automated everything now? Right, so they've got AI, they've got the robots working and doing their you know, stupid everyday chores for them. Now they have all this free time to explore and play and
see what
create.
You're getting at. What David's getting at is on Hysteria 51. We want you to learn. You take care of the planet, you take care of the environment, and fucking orcas come kill us. Fuck this planet, kill it. Smoke outside. Open your windows and turn on your air. Let's all buy diesel generators. Fuck it. You know? No, wait. No, then we'll have more water and then more orcas. I'm in a fucking conundrum right now. I don't know what to say.
Morcas.
Morcas.
This is great. I'm all for this. This is hilarious, though.
The death of all of us? Is that what you're
saying? Sure. Well, yeah, but... C-Bot and I secretly best friends. But this is amazing to me. Like, they're just, although I would say that I would rather them do it out of spite than out of fun. I mean, maybe spite is fun to
them. So this is the interesting thing. So of all of these, it's all been happening this, you know, from this one pod area. They're endangered, this whole area. There's fewer than 40 individuals. 15 of them are the ones that have done all of these attacks.
It's a gang.
They go out and they're like the Sharks, the Jets, you know, they're snapping their fingers like, hey, you want to be cool? You want to be tough? Why don't you take a nibble on that rudder over there? Mm, you know? And they're like, yeah, do it. Yeah. You know? And, you know, they're just fucking, and then we all die. Don't buy a yacht
choreographed swim
unless
dance.
You're ready to go to war with orcas in Liberian waters, I guess. Or now the Liberian pod could be anywhere.
Iberian. This is off the coast of Spain. Iberia. I think it's the Iberian Peninsula.
Oh, I said Liberian. Latin. It's labia is how it's pronounced. Labia orcas. Orcas
swimming around these labias. Majoris.
Man, yeah. Just Mother Nature throwing in a fucking, you know, a curveball. And there's videos of them like fucking with the rudders when they're like, when they're stopped, they come up to them. They're like, let's fucking bite on this and shit.
It's weird though.
Yeah.
These things are like the pandas of the sea, right?
Yeah. But
they're not as lazy. Yeah. Pandas aren't that aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Generally.
And they don't like to fuck. And that's the problem.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to do something.
They said that they really think that it's ramming boats has become a game to the orcas. Yeah. Like that's
it's gang initiation is what it is.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, there's like they said we don't want to see more boats being sunk, and we don't want to see people in distress. We also don't want to see the animals being hurt, and we have to remember that this is their habitat and we're in their way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's why I'm all for it.
Hey, you little
Let
bitch.
Them do what they want.
What brings you over here? You know, you're on the wrong side of the tracks kind of thing, you know? And
you want to join this pod right here?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what you can do. Why don't you go over there and sink that boat?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you don't bite that boat. Maybe you don't swim so well. Hmm? You know what I'm saying?
God. Maybe you literally swim with us's.
That would be my fucking thing. I call into some radio show, win a romantic fucking yacht cruise for two in Iberian whale waters, and Lisa and I are eaten by fucking teenage orcas, all sex crazed and fucking bored because they don't have to hunt anymore. Man, that's a that's a fucking
you're in a dark place today.
I guess I don't know. The world is dark, and so am I. I don't know, man. I feel like it's just reclaiming us. That's all that is. You know, it's
fair enough.
The waters are taking us back, and the orcas are leading the charge.
Go for it. That's what I say.
It all started with
Harambe. I, for one, welcome our new orca overlords.
No shit. Well, let's switch gears to something somehow more terrifying and gross. So this we're swimming. Jesus Christ. We're switching to HuffPost. If you're nasty now, that's I'm showing my age calling Huffington Post.
I guess I'm not nasty.
So everyone knows we got that double cicada thing going on this year. They're everywhere, right? Well, this specific one. What's that?
Well, this is a your problem thing.
Yeah, it's not your area. You're in like 4 feet of snow right now.
I do not have a single cicada anywhere within my continental 50 miles.
Thanks to me. Well,
Prince taking them all.
New Orleans restaurant puts cicada salad on the menu. And if you're wondering what cicada salad is, it's a salad with a bunch of fucking dead cicadas in it. And the nation prepares for trillions of red-eyed bugs known as periodical cicadas, and they're noisy. They're incredibly loud.
You have to subscribe to them.
Blocks away from such French Quarter dining as Antoine's and Brennan's, blah, blah, blah. This place, it's Bug Appetit Cafe overlooking the Mississippi River. Oh, cinnamon on. Bug Crunch, chill fried waxworms, crispy Cajun crickets among the things. So they serve all this stuff. Yeah. So this, I'm bringing you this story because this
is
a...
Is there a receipt, a gift receipt?
Right. So you can go here, but it makes sense that they would do this because they do. They serve this weird crap at this restaurant, right? So it's something
I'm
to
not
do.
Buying it.
Then you come to Chicago, and you've heard me talk about it before. We have Malort, which is the devil's anal gland juice. I actually don't hate it. It's incredibly bitter. All over, oh, wow. They're getting cicadas and putting them in shots or in bottles of it, and people are doing shots. I've seen my friends sending me videos of them doing it and shit. This place is like, oh, it's a delicacy in Chicago. They're like, well, it actually cuts the taste of Malort pretty well. So. It's like, it's the only way to fucking stomach this nasty fucking shit.
That's great.
You know? And yeah, they're like, and it's funny because like, no one here was really talking about it. You go to the stars, they're like, hey, we got cicada shots. Of course you do. You know?
Cicada shots.
And then people are sending it to me. And I'm like, that's just where I live, man. It's a weird, weird, weird place here.
Wow.
You know, in other cultures, it's not weird to eat bugs. It just happens to
right,
be for ours.
Right. And, you know, pound for pound, the protein content and all yeah. that, you know, I understand, but... I would have to, I'd have to do the Snowpiercer treatment and yeah. if I were to ever eat. I just couldn't bring myself.
I ate bugs for this show. I did grasshoppers and we ordered three flavors. I only would eat two of the three, not because it was grasshoppers, it was because I don't like the flavor. I forget which one it was. I was like, I'm not eating that. Oh. That's gross. I'd eat like barbecue and salt and vinegar and I forget what they were. But anyway, there was no like inside. They were just crunchy. Until you're like, hey, dude, I think you got a fucking thorax in your teeth. You want to pick that out, please? Would you do a shot with like a minnow in it or a cicada or any of this stuff that people do?
There would have to be something very worthwhile on the line for me. So like I would do it in exchange for something good, but it'd have to be pretty good. I ain't doing that shit on just a double dolphin dare.
I once handed you a spoonful of Vegemite and you wanted to hit me then, so that was fun. Like, yep.
Mm-hmm. I'd eat another spoonful over this shit.
Yeah.
So
what if you
thing,
ate it and you're like, that's fucking delicious?
I just don't see how I could.
I did see on the news they've seen at least one or two in the Chicagoland area. Blue-eyed cicadas, which are incredibly rare, but there's literally trillions of them came out this year. They said so. I don't know.
I think this was born of an accident. I think people were sitting outside, and they served them a salad, and these fucking things got in there. They just fell dead from the tree, and they didn't want to. You know, they were like, "Well, no, this is a delicacy now."
Why is my salad buzzing, sir? Oh, you lucky bastard, man!
And so they just ran with it, and
yeah,
it's stupid.
Zach Lehman, the Insectarium's curator of animal collections, has been working on cicada dishes that may become part of the menu. He donned a chef's smock this week to show a couple of them off, including a green salad with apple, almonds, blueberry vinaigrette, and roasted cicadas, not to be confused with also his fried cicada nymphs dressed on top with a warm mixture of Creole mustard and soy sauce and tears, I'm sure, of whoever's parents are making them eat that or date or who. Oh, man. Mm.
The only thing, that last sentence, besides the cicadas, sounds good. I wouldn't eat a apple, almond, blueberry. Well, it's a vinaigrette. I don't know.
That's the only thing that saves it is the vinaigrette. Like, you're like, I would
the
eat Creole
that,
but I don't want.
Soy sauce sounds good.
I don't want the almonds in there. I would probably be more likely to eat it with the cicadas and the almonds. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Really? What's your hang up with almonds?
I don't know. I don't like them. And I hate when you're like eating a normal salad and then there's one in there and it's candied, so it's all sweet. I don't like sweets. I don't know. I'm weird. Yeah. I'm weird.
Well, I'm not big on candied nuts.
Yeah, or candied bacon. Fuck you. Just make me bacon. Salty bacon. I want it to, like, if I drop it, it shatters. But, you know, you eat your bacon how you want, you know, but just don't candy it for me. But I get why people like it. I don't. I also don't want insects in it, other than the FDA allowed amount of insect parts.
Right, under than the 8 that you're supposed to eat daily or whatever.
I don't know if you know this, but in your sleep every year, you eat 7 small Asian children. Like, just, I don't know. Get in your mouth while you're sleeping. I don't know. Nation, would you guys eat a cicada? We've been talking. People are like, you guys got to do more Cafeteria 51. So we need to do that coming up, and we're going to come up with some stuff for that. But Cafeteria 51 was born out of when they were eating stuff on episodes. You know, we'd try it, and they're like, what would you guys like to eat? Shit on fire. Eat shit covered in hair. Like,
people
are
just looking out for your digestive health.
I know, right? It's just why it's not supposed to be gross. It was just supposed to be things that were on with that. And, you know.
Yeah, this isn't Fear Factor.
Right. It
was try something new. Expand your horizons.
Yeah. What would you guys like to see me put in my mouth? Bull semen, full quart.
Whoa.
One full quart. Like, guys, calm down. Like, Jesus, who hurt you? I don't know.
Did you ever watch Fear Factor?
Yes.
The things that the eating the Joe testicles Rogan. And stuff, like yeah. The giant testicles they had to eat, that like yeah. That would probably get me.
I've eaten bull testicles, but they were prepared. I've eaten, you know, bull, turkey, pig. I don't mind. Cook them right.
I don't know if I would. I couldn't mentally get past it. I don't have that.
I mean, you're not looking at down to just a sack full of nuts. You know, it just looks like anything else. You know, this is a rump roast. No candied nuts for me. Thank you very much. I'm not putting that in my mouth now. Nation, though, what would you like us to do for Cafeteria 51? If you have anything that, especially if it involves any of our episodes, but if you have anything fun, let's work on that. And yeah, you can let us know.
And extra credit if you guys are like Dots Southwest Pretzels.
Yeah, or any pretzels in Plotchman's Yellow Mustard. That is one of my go-to snacks. I will eat that. Yeah, just
he's eating it right now.
What a fun thing to listen to. Anyway, you can let us. Oh, fuck. Oh, you can let us know.
Now, you want some ASMR, more like some ASMR.
Yeah, no shit. Email us weird at Hysteria51. You can get us your weird news. You can give us the weird shit you want to eat. You can hop on Facebook, look up Hysteria Nation. That's our Facebook, just our group that we talk about all sorts of nonsense in there. And lots of meme and shit posting, and it's a lot of fun. We got a Discord. You can go to the Facebook, look it up, or just, you know, look up our Discord. I got links on our website to it, hysteria51.com. Lots of people in there also with memes and dumb shit, and just, you know, it's fun, you know?
A good time.
Yeah, yeah. We have a whole offshoot in there just making fun of David Flora.
Yeah.
So it's called our Discord. So sanctioned. The whole thing, it's sanctioned.
And Brent has been talking about maybe jumping on Steam.
Yes.
What kind of games would you guys like to see
us play? As soon as I am done. So let's say September. I'm not saying right now, but September. Dave and I have been talking about this. We're going to start doing some video stuff, and Steam would be one of them. Yeah, what games would you like to see us? I am not a gamer. I am going to be bad.
I am a gamer.
And I'm not. So it's like the Odd Couple, and you're like, did you shoot that guy? I'm like, hey, what's behind this wall? So it should be fun, and yeah, we'd love to hear what you guys would like to see. And I mean this honestly, I'm a gamer, but I play like retro stuff. So also first person shooters tend to make me sick, so that'll be fun. David, make sure it's on camera. I'm just, when did I eat so many cicadas? It smells like booze. So keep your gut health in check. Don't eat poop pills unless they're given to you by a doctor or someone that seems trustworthy. Don't get in the water if the cicadas don't look, or no, the orcas don't look hungry, because otherwise they're going to be full and then they're going to fuck with you. And what else is our takeaways from this week? Malort is good for you. It does about it. Wow. Remember all those milk commercial, you know, milk? You go to like your library and had a milk stash. They need that for Malort. someone on the floor. I'm a growing boy, but I've been drinking Malort, and now I can see in color and hear. I can hear the number 11. You know,
I can hear colors.
Yeah, I can smell the color 9. Weird at Sarah 51, 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. That is our phone number for your voicemails. We need more, so make sure you get those in there. And we did our Lose Your Own Adventures. You guys killed us impressively fast. I even said, I don't think you guys should pick this one. You all picked that one and we're dead. So we're giving it a couple of weeks. We're going to go back to that and back up at least one step and see. We're going to go redo the other one which maybe we die on that one too. I haven't read. So, but that's coming back up. And we got a alien religion next week. So that's all in store on Hysteria 51. With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
Meeting adjourned.